Welcome to the third episode of Nextbox Official Radio. I'm your host, YouTube Crazy, and like always, I'm joined with T-Primex, and today is Thursday, October 7th, 2004, and we're recording live right now in our studio, and right now we have a studio audience of zero because, well, we haven't made a studio audience yet. And we've decided to go in a new direction and just talk about whatever comes in our mind instead of just being mainly Xbox. And hopefully next week we'll have a new guest on our show, maybe a few new guests, so we can have a few more people here to chat with us about mainly Xbox, but other things too. So I think T-Primex will start us off this evening with one of his topics, so here you go, T-Primex.
Well, I like to talk about Xbox trends. I don't understand why the world of gaming is going to, like, stealth. It used to be, you took a grenade, you threw it in front of a tank, the tank blew up, you won. Now it's, you have to find 100 of different stealthy ways to kill a guy. Another thing I don't like about trends is how come every game nowadays it has a number behind it. Halo 2, Mech Assault 2, Crimson Skies 2, Prince of Persia 2, GTA San Andreas, which is like GTA 5, Pikmin 2, a whole pile of games that are like have sequels to them. No one is coming up with anything original anymore. And but a few things I am is, this may sound weird, but I like the karaoke things for the Xbox. And the dance pads. They're just playing like, they were just a good idea. Another thing I don't like is where the PS2 is going with the iPod. That was a really stupid idea. And that's all I can think of right now.
What's wrong with Halo 2? That looks like it's going to be a good game, and you've pre-ordered it, and I've pre-ordered it. So obviously there's something good about it, so. And most of the other games, they're just trying to improve them a bit. I mean, Halo 2, it's going to have new stuff. And it's going to be hopefully a lot better. But I don't know. What are your thoughts on that?
Yes, I'm really looking forward to Halo 2 and Knights of the Republic 2. But I think Bungie should, like, make a new idea. Like, Halo 2 is going to be great and all, but they should, like, come up with a different story, a different type of game. And BioWare, for instance, they stopped making Knights of the Republic 2, even though I'm going to get Knights of the Republic 2, which is made by Obsession now. But BioWare is making Jade Empire, which I'm hoping to not have a sequel to it, that they'll make another game like it, maybe like medieval time-ish. But yeah, no one's coming up with any original ideas anymore. So yeah, that's my opinion.
Have you played Spider-Man 1 for the Xbox, if there is such thing?
Yes, that was the first Xbox game I've ever played.
It was? Okay. Because I was thinking, like, Spider-Man 2, it is a sequel, but it's sort of like Spider-Man 2 as they're referring to, like, the second Spider-Man movie. So I don't know. That was a pretty good game, and I rented that, and unfortunately I didn't get a long time to play it, but I have to say, you do get a lot of freedom in that game, and that's sort of like the role-playing game, sort of, that's what you want, and, well, it's sort of role-playing, role-playing. It is, you're role-playing as, like, Spider-Man, that's you, that you're in a role playing something. No, you don't
look like or anything.
You don't choose what you look like.
You have the same, like, spire attack over and over and over again.
Yeah, I know, I'm just saying. Well, what would you classify it as? Adventure? Maybe
action. Yes.
Action. That's,
well, what is it? First person shooter?
No, it isn't, but it is an action. You're not, like, killing 1,000 people each
but
time a day.
Up, guys.
You're beating up people.
Action/adventure.
Yeah, maybe. Yeah, action/adventure. Yeah, that's what I would classify as. But anyways, that was a really good game, and I like that. It's on my Christmas wish list sort of thing because I like that. But yeah, that's my first topic of the show. No, Spider-Man 2, that was my topic. It's just a small topic, but I just wanted to say, if you're, like, renting game and you don't know what to rent, then that one's good. And actually, I rented a little while ago, and I know you told me about this game, Shadow Ops Red Mercury.
What did you do? You didn't, like, hardly play it. I did
play it, and...
When I was at over here.
No, I played it, even when you were gone. I did, I liked that game. Uh-huh. That would be one of the games that I'd put on my wish list, too. But I haven't even made my wish list. I'm not that desperate. But now I have a lot of games on my wish list because I have no money. But anyways, yeah, those are my two sort of, like, if you're renting games, maybe rent those. But that's sort of the kind of games I like. So, is there anything off-topic of Xbox you'd like to discuss, Taylor?
I don't know, not really. Anything for you?
No, not really. We're going to have to sort of elaborate that a bit more because... it's mainly Xbox, this show, because our website is mainly Xbox, but we sort of want Bryson, make it so that more people be interested, even that aren't interested in Xbox. Don't do that. So that's basically what we're going to do, so that more people would be interested in the show. So, what's your next topic?
Well, I guess it's Xbox Live or Xbox 2 or one of the things. I'll just start talking, and eventually it'll lead in some direction of some sort of a topic. Okay. I'm trying to get Xbox Live. I don't have it right now. Hopefully, I will soon. But I'm hoping they have You don't have Xbox Live either, UT Crazy.
No, because I was just high speed. But I want Xbox Live. I mean, that's like sort of contradicting yourself.
Well,
you don't want Xbox Live, but you don't want high speed.
I want high speed, but I'm not going to get high speed because it's probably too much money for me right now.
Well, it's like a bit
like $20 a month. I don't have that type of money.
It's not for you. You wouldn't pay for it. I don't pay for my high speed. My parents do.
So you live with your parents? Is that what you're saying?
Hey,
I live.
Dial up.
Whatever, man. Anyways, so yeah, and I
dial up.
Shut up.
Dial up, YouTube.
But so I was, and I'm hoping they keep with Xbox Live for Xbox 2. Like, I don't want there to be an Xbox 2 Live because I'm seriously thinking about just sticking with my Xbox, not getting an Xbox 2, because it's going to be like $300 to $400 when it comes out, and I don't want to spend that much money. I have other things to buy out. So I'm hoping, because if I do get high speed, then I can get Xbox Live, and I want to, like, play Halo 2 versus people, and I want there to be like 100 games still running, or at least 20. So I can have a fair, like, different match. But what I don't get is why they're even making an Xbox 2. I get Xbox Magazine, and it was sent and to me. And one of the topics there was Xbox 2 coming out in 2006. Is it a good idea or a bad idea? And they said it was a horrible idea because our Xbox is fine how it is. We don't need, like, better graphics. We don't need anything better. Our Xbox is fine. I would be happy if they kept making graphics like, I don't know, a really good graphic-y game. Halo's not the best I've seen.
I know, I'm not saying that, but Halo does have good graphics. But Halo came out right when Xbox came out, so I can't imagine how Halo 2 is going to turn
out. Now, if they come out with an Xbox... and Halo 3, then I'll be mad and I won't like Bungie anymore or Halo. But Bungie has said they are not going to make an Halo 3, and I thank them for that. But, yeah. So, Yep. Any comments?
Well, yeah, I think that's true. Halo, I think Halo 2, they should stop at Halo 2. They've already made billions on that, and they're really, they shouldn't drag it on. They shouldn't have, like, 1,000 Star Wars and just try to do that, like, sort of drag it on like LucasArts, sort of, the George Lucas. And, yeah. I think I have another off-topic thing, and I just thought of that, and it was sort of weird, so maybe you could give me your comments on that. But, like, 2 days ago, I couldn't tell the color orange from, like, I could tell the color orange from green, but I said, I was saying to, like, G-Boy, and that's what his alias is, which is sort of weird. But I was, I'm like, oh, now you're wearing that green sweater, and it was an orange sweater, and I'm like, and then he's like, what are you talking about? This sweater's orange. And then another time, like 2 nights ago, I'm like, my mom, oh, bring in your green folder, and she's like, Mark, that folder's orange. So now I'm sort of freaked out because I'm gonna be like in class, and the teacher will say something, and then I'm like, what color's this? And I'll say green, and then yeah. Anyways, any comments on that?
The Sims graphics are getting better each Sims.
Anyway, hey, I was going to mention that. That was going to be my next topic, The Sims.
But, yeah, like, my dad says he's colorblind, but I don't necessarily believe that.
Yeah, well, I'm not colorblind. It's just I get them mixed up, yeah. But since you brought it up, yeah, Sims 2, I have to say, it was $70 Canadian well spent, I think, because, I mean, it's really good. I actually, one of the key things that I sort of got hooked into was the sound. Like, last time, it was sort of like piano playing, and it was really sort of droopy and sad, but this time, it's like really good graphics, and maybe I can pop the graphic in at the end of this show and pop the song in, and then you can listen to one of my favorites from that. But yeah, I really like that. And this The Sims 2, it's really customizable, and you can do a lot of, like, in last Sim it was okay, Sims it was okay, but this Sims you can really customize everything, and you can really sort of make your Sims look like you and look like a family you wanted to create. Like, say you were creating the Griffins off of TV, and you can really make them look sort of like the characteristics of the Griffins. And I think that's good. But a bad thing about the game is you need a really good computer to play it. And in my case, it was a good thing because I bought a new computer because of that. And I really, it runs flawless, and it's an AMD Athlon 3200 XP. And that it runs like laggy. You want like 512 megabytes of memory. But anyways, it's just a really good game. And as I'm looking on the back, there's this thing called the Herbs, which is coming out, and I don't know what that's about. Yeah, here's T Primax.
The Herbs is about this person living in the streets. It's like that's supposed to be the last PS2 Xbox and GameCube Sims game, but you're living on the streets and you're trying to be the coolness of cool, sort of, and you want to be really popular, and you want to, like, basically there's like a whole bunch of different sections on the street. There's like the punk section, the goth section, the hip hop section, and they all hate each other, but you want all of them to like you, so that'll be sort of hard. Oh yeah, speaking of G-Boy, which I like to call Mr. Too Cool for School, I don't want to know why people want to be popular so badly. Like, me personally, I don't want to be popular at all. But this guy, well, I don't want to be a loner either, but I don't want to be popular. But, this guy named G-Boy, he, like, does, like, everything, and he tries to be cool. But, yep, my opinion. I hope he doesn't get angry for me saying that.
Hopefully that was like in the middle of the show that he's just going to stop listening because we're talking about Xbox, because he's a GameCube fan and he just has like this attitude and he really wants to be cool and he does all the things to try to be cool, and it's really sometimes quite annoying. But yeah, we say too cool for school, because like he's been like he hasn't come to school for the past 2 days, and we think that he's just like staying home and just like skipping school. But yeah, that's why we say too cool for school, and also we say too cool for his glasses, because he needs glasses and he sits really close to the TV and squints all the time, and he still doesn't wear his glasses, and he got a pair of new glasses and he never wore them, and we're good for time. Yeah, and that's sort of his story, so hopefully he doesn't listen this far, but if he does, no offense, G-Boy, but that's our opinions right now, and this radio show will sort of speak our minds. Moving on, I think, I think The Sims, really good game, and I also, since I'm UT crazy, I think it's my duty to talk about Unreal Tournament, which is UT, that's what I call it, and Unreal Tournament is a really good first-person shooter, and it's for the computer, and you can get it for Xbox, but I have the Game of the Year edition, and I personally think that's a lot better than the 2004, just for the computer. It's the same as the Xbox, but for Xbox it has better controls. But for the computer, that's what I have. I could easily get the 2004, but I don't really need to, because it already runs amazing on my computer, and it probably 2004 would run amazing on my computer too, but that doesn't really matter. I've played this more, and I'm more used to it. So that it's a really good first-person shooter, and it has some good levels. If you're not playing, it has a lot of good levels. If you're just playing by yourself, and it also has a good built-in sort of multiplayer game. I mean, I have Xbox, and it takes a long time for it to load that. I don't know, maybe I'm doing something wrong, but yeah, that's what I think, Unreal Tournament. Maybe you could send in your comments about that, but I think that's a really good game. If you say anything bad about it, I know we're going to have a really long debate about it, and your email will be read on the radio show. So, as you might have noticed, this week we don't have any email, and I have to tell you the truth, the last two episodes it was just fake email. Because we haven't released the radio show to anyone, and that's we're just gonna finish the whole website. We just got our new theme this week, and those that haven't seen the website before, it used to be just sort of a stupid Dreamweaver, crappy theme, but now we got a new one, and it's really cool. It has some good flash animation. So that's my little thing about Unreal Tournament, or UT, which I'll refer to it if me and T-Primex are having debates about first-person shooters. And also, I think that it is quite fair to say, we were having a debate about, I call Unreal Championship for the Xbox UT, just because that's what I call it for the computer. But I've never played Unreal Championship, so I don't really refer to that a lot, but I was saying, well, that's what I call it, because it's UT to me, it's all the same, because they're basically the same game, basically the same shooter-type game with different levels and stuff, and I know T-Primex will debate with me, but that's what I think about that. Any comments on that, T-Primex?
It's called Unreal Championship, so it has a U for Unreal, and then it has a C for Championship. It's not Unreal Tournament, which has a U for Unreal, and it has a T for Tournament. So, therefore, Unreal Championship is UC. Unreal Tournament is UT. They're completely two different games. Well, they have the same, background type thing to them, but they're different games. It's like calling Halo 2 Halo. And it's like calling Knights of the Old Republic 2 Knights of the Old Republic 1.
And then all the time I say I'm referring to Halo 2 and I say Halo, and then I just try to correct myself. Okay, Even though I've never played Unreal Championship and I'm never gonna refer to it. Now on, I know to call it UC, but I'm never like, oh, let's go play UC on Xbox Live. Because first of all, I don't own Unreal Championship, and second of all, I don't have Xbox Live. So I don't have that capability. But anyways, yeah, that'll be, yeah, that's like sort of one of the things that we're going to do on the show, have different rants about different things and have different debates. And I think since it's off topic, well, I'll just sort of go in. I have AOL Instant Messenger. I just got that just to talk to a few people that I know that have AOL Instant Messenger. And it's really a piece of garbage because it has ads all over and it has pop-ups when you're not on the internet. And it's really, like, bad. I mean, if you're going to use a instant messenger, use Trillion, which is all three of them in one. But most...
MSN 6.2 is the way to go, not Trillium.
No, it's just if you want to use it for AOL Instant Messenger. But, yeah, I mean, if you're going to even... I don't know why people even have AIM, which we call it AOL Instant Messenger, because, if they have AIM, they always have MSN because not everyone has AIM. It's just, I mean, AOL is just one of those companies that's trying to take over everything in the world, just like Future Shop has Future Shop and Circuit City and Best Buy and Power Buys and all these different chains, and just how all the high-speed internet companies are trying to compete with each other. And everyone says, oh, we have the fastest speed, but no one has the fastest speed because everyone, their speeds go up and down and up and down. My internet could have the fastest speed sometimes, and then Rogers could have faster speed sometimes. So, T Primex, what do you think about all these companies trying to take over everything in the world?
Well, I think these companies are going to take over our country eventually. Sort of like, sort of like Disney, how it took over, like, a few of, small European countries, as you know now as Disneyland and Disney World. It's a fact. And since no one's really buying their movies, they're coming up with the same movies but on DVD. They haven't been able to take over a country. Their next country they want to take over is, I've heard, England. They want to turn it into Disney Planet. That's a fact.
Yeah, but I was just going to add on to that. Their DVDs, they're like, new Lion King, 2.5¾ special edition DVD. And then next month later they come out, new Lion King special edition set number 2 DVD. And then they're just coming out with, I forget what movie it was, some Disney movie, and then like, new special edition DVD of this movie. And I have this movie on VHS, and it's perfectly fine. I don't need to have special edition with free included scenes and all this junk that they just add in, so you'll pay $30 for a DVD you don't need. And I know Rogers Video, they're like getting rid of all their VHS and they're selling them for really cheap. So I just got a VCR and I was looking like everywhere for them, and they were selling them for like $80 and $90, and I saw one for $800. And it, like, converted, like, all the shows into the same format, which is really stupid. And, like, $800 for a VCR is, like, I don't know anyone who was going to buy that. But anyways, ended up buying it for $50, and it was, like, a new one at this one sort of bulk store. But anyway, yeah, VCRs are going to be, like, extinct soon. No one's going to have them, and no one's going to have VCRs. They're going to have the VCR that they own until it breaks, and they're just going to forget about it. And then they'll be with DVD recorders that they have to buy all these DVD RWs and recording all the shows, and it's just a lot harder because no one knows how to use those these days. But, well, that's sort of my rant. It's stupid that these companies are trying to take out VHS because it's a lot easier for them to use VHS because they're easier to record to, but DVDs aren't. So, is there anything else you'd like to add before we close out the show, T-Primex?
Well, yeah, in a way I like DVDs better because, Like, I can get to where I want. Say, if I stop halfway through the movie, I can get to where I want easier. But my VCR has slow motion on it, and my DVD player doesn't. And slow motion has its advantages. That's it, I can say.
Yeah, my new VCR has slow motion, too. But, yeah. And I think that'll close out our show. So, I think right now we'll just have, like, our little shout-outs for this evening. And I think I'll give a shout-out to G-Boy, because he's gonna, like, if he listens to this, he'll be pretty bad at us, I'll tell you. But, yeah, G-Boy, and, of course, D-Primex for being on this show. And hopefully this new guy that'll come on sometime. I don't know if he will or not.
What's his name?
I don't know. I think his name is Eric, but I don't know what he goes by. Anyway, yeah, to them. And I think just they don't have anything to do with the show, but I'd like to shout out to the DDP. And if you don't know if you don't know the DDP, then you don't need to know the DDP. But if you do know the DDP, then just say, we're shouting out.
What are they?
We're shouting out to the DDP.
DDP?
So,
yes. What's the DDP?
Yeah, just relate. Just go to.
Some type of drug or something?
No, just go to www.binrev.com, and then you'll know what the DDP is.
Binrev.
Yeah. BINREV.COM.
No advertising on the site.
No. But anyway, I'm just mentioning that, and yeah.
EB has very good prices on video games.
Yeah, well, these aren't advertising, they're not paying us. But also, if you want to advertise on...
Are they?
No, also, if you want to advertise on your site, on our site, with like a logo to your site or whatever, that's fine. Just don't make it like a huge full-page banner ad, and then we're okay. Because most sites have little boxes in the corners that have people's sites. But, yeah, we're good for time. Okay. Yeah, DDP, thank you, everyone. And, hopefully there'll be many more episodes. And, thank you to the DDP, and you know who you are. Goodbye, everyone, and keep playing Xbox.